Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Jews for Jesus has now filed what's called an anti-slap motion, asking the court to dismiss this bogus defamation case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an interesting case that was filed against Jews for Jesus by a supposed Orthodox Jewish teacher and aspiring rabbi who claims that Jews for Jesus intentionally used a photo of him on their social media platforms to specifically defame him. Of course, the photo is a stock photo, which you can get anywhere, and they fuzzed out the face, but yet he still says that's him.
Yeah, this particular guy is an Israeli Defense Force soldier, so we certainly have been very supportive of the IDF.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem here is that Jews for Jesus, who we represent, they did a social media post. It was social media post, and it was part of some of what their ministry is doing, and their ministry is passing out Bibles.
Right.
In this particular case where they were talking about this on social media.
After the October 7th attacks.
Yeah, and they were giving Bibles mm-hmm. to people who wanted the Bibles in Israel, particularly to IDF soldiers who wanted Bibles in Israel. They were passing out Bibles to them after October 7, 2023. And so as part of their social media post, they took a stock photo that you can get with royalty-free use, and they used that photo, and they blurred out the face of the IDF soldier. And they talked about giving out Bibles, and then they quoted from a person who they gave out a Bible to, who was an IDF soldier, who was very appreciative that he was able to get a Bible. Well, things go on, and before you know it, they get this lawsuit from this individual who says he's the person in the video, in the photo, but his face is blurred out.
But this type of lawsuit is against California law, right?
Yeah, so he filed a lawsuit for defamation. He does not have any facts that really identify him or anything that identified him. Jews for Jesus never knew this person.
He just said,
never
mentioned
this person.
You just did it on purpose to defame me.
He said, yeah, you did this on purpose. I don't believe in your faith. Ariel Amitai says, I don't believe in your faith. I don't believe in your Christian faith. And now it has cost me my dream job, without any specifics about what he meant. Really, what he's trying to do, he's trying to extort Jews for Jesus by trying to threaten them with millions of dollars in damages for his defamation lawsuit to stop their First Amendment activities. So Liberty Counsel is now involved. We asked the court in the state court to remove it to federal court. So we filed in the federal court because this is going to be a major First Amendment issue that we're raising as a defense. That's going on. In the meantime, we've also filed this anti-slap motion. Now, a slap motion is, or a slap lawsuit. Slap is an abbreviation, S-L-A-P-P, and it means strategic lawsuit against public participation. So that's the abbreviation. So what has happened over the years? Somebody comes to a city council, county commission, and they speak out on something. Now all of a sudden they get sued. Why? Because they're speaking out on First Amendment issues. And so big corporations, maybe it might be a zoning issue, they might mm-hmm. be speaking out against why this particular company shouldn't be building this particular structure in this neighborhood or wherever they might be building it. And so these companies began filing lawsuits against citizens to intimidate them. And here's a little citizen facing a big corporation with a defamation lawsuit. And so what do? They shut up, they are silent, and these strategic lawsuits against public participation, there are lawsuits that are strategically filed to stop somebody from participating in the public debate. Well, to counteract that, some states have created these laws that are called anti-SLAPP laws, meaning if you get sued for exercising your First Amendment free speech rights, as in this particular case, you can warn the other side, hey, listen, you better dismiss that case, otherwise we're going to file this anti-SLAPP motion. They have an opportunity to dismiss it, and everybody goes away. But if they don't and they continue to litigate, you file your motion, and then you litigate that. And if you win, then that plaintiff who brought the lawsuit owes you attorney's fees and costs.
It's like the company was trying to slap you into silence, which this type of law is now prohibited, interestingly enough, under California law.
Yeah, and so, Holly, you remember the Two Rivers case up in the District of Columbia. We have a person that we represent. He was there at that abortion clinic when it was under construction just one time. It was being built right in the middle of an elementary and a middle school.
Right.
And this charter school, Two Rivers Charter School, sued the pro-lifers, one of them, our client, to silence them.
He was just peacefully standing there with a sign.
They tried to shut them up.
That's what he did.
They didn't want them to bring information to the public that this abortion clinic was coming. And so we filed an anti-SLAPP motion, and we won. And that means that that school is now required to pay attorney's fees for all that litigation that they created. So it is a disincentive for someone to use these lawsuits to try to silence people. Now, this particular lawsuit filed in San Francisco by this individual claiming that Jews for Jesus intentionally defamed him. Well, Jews for Jesus doesn't know who this person is. They've never mentioned his name.
And they surely didn't use his picture.
And they didn't use his picture. And the picture that they did use, it came from this, you know, public royalty-free stock photo.
I think it's a guy in a IDF uniform. How common
that
is.
It was a guy in the IDF uniform with a blurred face.
Yeah.
And so now the guy comes out and says, oh, that's me. And so you have defamed me because it makes it look like I'm the one getting the Bibles and I don't believe in your Christian faith. And consequently, I have lost a job of my dreams because I was pictured here, which makes no sense, by the way.
Right, right.
He's not going to lose a job of his dreams. He has no facts in the complaint to suggest what job it is or why. In fact, if someone who was his supposed future employer said, you know what, I saw you in this photo and we don't hire Messianic Jews, he can say, hey, I'm not a Messianic Jew.
That's not me.
That's not me. I didn't get the Bibles. I have nothing to do with it. Okay, well, we'll go on.
So instead, he strikes out at Jews for Jesus with
vengeance. So he strikes
out
at Jews. And so that's why I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
What his motive is. He doesn't like Jews for Jesus. Hey, I understand the fact that there's tension between Messianic Jews and Orthodox Jews. I get that. I understand that. I know that from going to Israel. I get all that. I know how Jewish believers in Jesus as Messiah are looked at by some Orthodox Jewish people. I get that.
It's all the way in the Bible.
We work with
for years.
All kinds of people. So I understand that. All right. You can have those different views. But one of the things you can't do is try to silence somebody from expressing their view. Mm-hmm. And that's what this guy is trying to do. So we are involved in the case. The reason why we got involved is because I think it's a very significant First Amendment issue that goes to the very core of Jews for Jesus ministry and message that is protected by the First Amendment. And by the way, Holly, remember we had this case down in South Florida where a person who was a aspiring rabbi, he called himself a rabbi, but he was an attorney, and he represented this woman in South Florida when Jews for Jesus had something in their newsletter about this individual, and they talked about, the son was talking about talking to his father, I believe it was, during his last days. And so they ended up filing a lawsuit against Jews for Jesus for defamation. We represented Jews for Jesus for several years. And the courts, different judges, but one court after another, dismissed their case. He refiled it again with the same slanderous, baseless allegations, dismissed again, got warned, and then was taxed with attorney's fees for having a frivolous lawsuit. This was not even an anti-SLAPP litigation case. He just had no basis in law or facts. And so in Florida, there's a rule called Rule 57, and you can raise that if there's a lawsuit based without any law or facts. And then he filed it again and got more attorney's fees. He ended up having to pay over $100,000 in attorney's fees and cost because he brought a case solely to slander Jews for Jesus and to stop their mission. And we are ultimately were able to prevail under the First Amendment, and he had to end up paying attorney's fees. So they need to be careful here with this particular lawsuit. We've already warned them that this has no basis in law or fact. We'll continue to update you on this amazing case involving Jews for Jesus. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.